Book My Show Jukebox presents the Control Alt Win podcast. Hi, I want to talk about success and failure on this episode. I delivered a talk recently at a company on the life lessons that I have learned through our decade-long bankruptcy. I shared how I had learned the value of employing reflection, resilience, and resourcefulness in life. After the talk, a manager came up to me and said, "Avis, if you have repaid your debt, then there is something to learn from you. But you say you have not even started repaying anyone. And it has been 10 years. After a decade of trying, you are still a failure. I don't find anything I can learn from you." I smiled at the gentleman. Vani and I are often asked this question on how we carry the burden of our failure. We are also asked why we believe that what has not happened in 10 years will happen now. People wonder how we can still be hopeful. It's interesting that people should think this way. But honestly, Vani and I do not see ourselves as having failed at anything. What this experience has taught us is that in life, like in cricket, it is never over until the last ball is bowled. So we can't afford to lose faith in the process of life. We can't hide behind history and say that if a turnaround has not happened in 10 years, it will not happen in the future also. That would be irresponsible towards the people that we owe money to. And of course, what we have learned is that it is possible to be non-worrying in our state. It is possible to be non-frustrated when your efforts don't deliver the results. And it is possible to be non-suffering when you don't get what you want and are saddled with what you don't want. We have learned these lessons by deploying the power of reflection, resilience, and resourcefulness in our life. We have learned to live this way, happily, despite our excruciating circumstances. So we can tell you, it is possible to live this way. Most people, because of their conditioning, see high performance as something relating to their work or business-related KPIs and KRAs. But to us, as we see it, high performance is the ability to face life no matter what you're going through or what you're dealing with. Our society today measures success only by what you have. You see, people don't value what you have learned, what you have faced. And because inner experiences, which are always awakening in nature, cannot be showcased with material evidence, you're quickly labeled a failure. Clinging on to a label that society has stuck on you is a sure way to invite suffering and plunge yourself into depression. But any label that society pins on you need not stay stuck. You have a right to discard it. In fact, you must discard it. This is exactly what we did. Both Vani and I refused to let the F tag be stuck on us. My friends, the big F word in life is not a four-letter word. It is a seven-letter word, and that word is failure. Being billed a failure can be debilitating. Initially, the feeling of having failed weighed us down. But through constant conversations that we had between us, we reminded ourselves that we are only financially bankrupt. We realized that we are not bankrupt intellectually or emotionally. We reviewed and discovered that although success, by way of earning a steady income, turning around our business, and repaying our debt, although success this way was still elusive, we discovered that we could still be useful. So we flipped the paradigm. We did not stop with trying to be only successful in life. We worked on being useful too. This shift is what awoke us to our life's purpose of inspiring happiness. I published my book in this time. I share life lessons daily through my blog posts, through podcasts, and through my video blogs. For the third year now, we curate non-commercial, free public events each month in Chennai. And I deliver talks on life and happiness to audiences that care to pause and reflect. This is what helps us wake up each morning and keeps us going day after day after day, however hard our material life gets. So we have learned that success and failure are both impermanent and are in fact imposters. And no matter how much of a failure you are in worldly terms, it doesn't mean you are useless. There's always something that you can do that can benefit someone somewhere. Doing this consistently, which is being useful regardless of what we gain, to us is what purposeful living is all about. I've also learned that on a spiritual plane, success and failure, victory and defeat, these mean nothing. Everything is transient. Every experience is fleeting. And if you pause to reflect deeply, all creation is impermanent. Nothing will remain. No one will remain, in fact. So what is the point in getting attached to anything you have or anything you do or to the outcomes of your efforts? Stay detached. In any situation, you only have your efforts to focus on and count on. Here's how I have learned to deal with life as it happens to me. When I get what I want, I take it easy. When I don't get what I want, I take it easy again. When I get what I want without my asking for it, I still take it easy. And when I get what I don't want, I take it easy. In the past decade, I worked hard through my daily practice of mauna, which is observing silence periods, to cultivate detachment in me. So from my experience, I can surely say that being detached is possible. It is possible to live in this real world, which is you can be here in the throes of everyday living and face all its challenges, and yet you can be above all of this. There are no methods to being detached though. In fact, detachment is the way to inner peace. Understanding the true nature of life is the key to detachment. To me, therefore, success and failure have become irrelevant. I've come to realize that life happens through me, not for me, not because of me, and it often happens in spite of me. So in any situation, I just make my effort and leave the result to life. And I accept whatever comes my way with a whole lot of gratitude. Now it's possible that you may have a question here. You may ask, how do you console yourself when you don't get what you want, when your life doesn't go the way you planned it? Good question. The important point is that you must not try to console yourself. Consolation has an air of mourning, of grief inherent to it. It means that you tried for something, you did not get it, so it is okay. I have realized that there is no okay status that works in life. The best state to be in is to be unmoved. There is no need to either exult in life, nor is there a need to brood or mourn. You must taste, you must experience everything in life, success and failure, victory and defeat, joy and sorrow, everything must be experienced. And eventually you will realize that they are all fleeting. They are here now and gone tomorrow. You will discover that neither the state when you are exulting nor the one when you are brooding is permanent. So don't credit yourself for creating context where you exult at your achievements, and don't discredit yourself just because the context is one where grief is gnawing at you over what you have lost or what you didn't get. Just learn to be unmoved. Let me share another learning from my life here. I took my first flight in my life at the age of 10 in 1977 from New Delhi to Madras. I simply loved the experience. And I resolved that I would only fly when I grew up. Also, I had found by then train journeys to be very boring, very uninspiring. Till today, I prefer a flight over a train. My second flight was the one I took at the age of 23 in 1990 from Madras to Bangalore. I was flying on work for India Today magazine and I was on an assignment to report on Veerappan, the dreaded sandalwood smuggler. It was a big moment for me. I was ambitious and I was flying on company expense. I saved the Indian Airlines boarding passes of both my onward and return journeys from that trip. I reckoned that one day when I became very famous, very rich, very successful, I would display these boarding passes proudly in my office or my home as a trophy of where my high life had truly begun. Soon, I was traveling more and more. And most of my trips were by flight too. And I started collecting my boarding passes. I extended my idea of the saved boarding passes to reflect the number of air miles I had logged in all my active life. For the longest time, I had this vision of me sitting in my private study and bar, smoking a cigar, and having an entire wall done up with boarding passes from all my flights in my lifetime. Soon, the collection grew. I now have a whole mound of boarding passes saved up. I don't really think I've lost a boarding pass or missed saving one in my life. At one time, I was taking about 3 or 4 flights a week and traveling 21 days each month. So the boarding pass collection really swelled in good time. The collection reflected the life I led. Busy and flying around globally. For someone who came from a middle-class background, this was exciting stuff, a sign that you had arrived, that too in style. And then, as it turned out to be, 2016 was the year of no flights for me. Can you imagine? No flights taken in an entire year. Even over the past decade, owing to our bankruptcy, my flying has shrunk considerably, but I never ever bargained for a flightless year. That too in what would have been the 28th year of an active professional life. So that's a story from my life to explain my point about being unmoved. While recording this podcast right now, I realize I'm nonplussed about the whole flightless experience. Surely, I can notice a change in me, from clinging on to my global high flyer status to accepting being literally grounded by life. I'm not citing that I have traveled more than anyone else in the world. In fact, my story showcases how such a personal collection of boarding passes appears so vain now in the wake of life's larger design and purpose. I'm not even suggesting that I will not fly again or that I will not have that wall in my private study and bar. Of course, these things may happen. But all I'm saying is that I'm no longer impacted by whether I'm flying or not. It has ceased to mean anything beyond a data point to me. In the last quarter of a century, I flew a lot. Then I flew less, and last year I did not fly at all. It's as simple as that. The essence of intelligent living is that you must experience everything in life. You must be ready and willing to go through any situation. Don't ever expect life to only be a particular way. Recognize that what goes up comes down and what goes around comes around. Life is always flowing and you must learn to go with life's flow. This is the way to be unmoved. No matter what you're faced with or what you're going through. At the end of the day, as I have come to understand life, nothing is won and nothing is lost. no one succeeds and no one fails. You came with nothing into this world and you will go with nothing from here. So life is just a series of experiences that you can learn from, and you can learn from them here in the now. And through your learning, as long as you are continuously learning, you can hope to get better and better, better and better at the art of living happily and meaningfully. The Control Alt Win podcast is produced by Audio Boom in association with Avis Vishwanathan.